The facility is not in violation of state rules governing how far sex offenders have to live from places like schools. But for some Woodville residents, it's not far enough away. There are 16 men living at the center and 11 are registered sex offenders. Andy Messer runs the program, and he says the Good Samaritan Chapel and Network decided to open the facility after Tallahassee's new homeless shelter stopped accepting sex offenders. Messer says the group met with the county about the issue and were told they needed to apply for a permit so the building could be used as a church.
Based on the information we had from the county and the information as far as federal court law that had established precedent for a church. As a church, if it's part of your ministry, people can sleep in the church, they can eat at the church, they can, whatever services you perform can be done at the church. So that's how we're operating here under the auspices of it's a church. They come to us as a church asking, can we stay?
In a cease and desist letter, Leon County is now telling Good Samaritan it cannot have the transition center. The county says the organization did not specify how it would use the facility in its request for a zoning change and that no site plan review has been conducted for the purpose the building is being used for. Good Samaritan's transition program has house rules and strict curfews. It provides job training to participants through its thrift store. Messer, who's a grandfather, says he believes it's safer for the sex offenders to be under supervision in his facility.
Part of our ministry not only is ministering to these individuals, but we also feel is protecting the community. And we do that by having men who otherwise would be unsupervised in the community, hopeless. A man who doesn't have a home, doesn't have a way to make a living, is going to end up breaking in a home, stealing for survival, possibly hurting someone.
The Florida Department of Law Enforcement's Sex Offender Registry records 23 offenders living within a mile of Good Samaritan. 14 of those men list the facility as their permanent address. The Leon County School District, along with local law enforcement, is holding an emergency town hall meeting Thursday at Woodville Elementary to discuss the issue. A protest is planned against the facility prior to that meeting. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.